feel much better after that little meditation. Thank you for that great suggestion, Zell. Well, I'm ready to get back into some good gourmet vegan cooking.
Me too.
You ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Happy Hanukkah, everyone. Welcome to Vegetarianism, the noble way of living. Today, to commemorate the first day of the Festival of Lights, we are back in Ms. Zell Allen's kitchen to complete the Brazil nut and raisin cabbage rolls from part one of our special. We are also going to make a pear cranberry compote along with chocolate wafers to add a modern touch to the traditional dessert favourite. Zell is the co-founder of one of the pioneering websites for vegetarian resources, Vegetarians in Paradise. She's also an exquisite chef and the author of the Nut Gourmet Cookbook. Zell is joined in by Ms. Diana Friedberg, the acclaimed South African filmmaker, known as the first woman in her country to direct a feature film. She has contributed works for the History Channel, A&E, The Dog Whisperer with Cesar Millan, The Simple Life with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, among many others.
So we're going to spoon a little of this at the bottom of each dish?
Mm-hmm. Just enough to coat the bottom.
Okay.
And then save the rest for the top.
Okay, so we just take a little bit and spread it out. And this, again, is instead of using oil at the bottom of your dish.
Right.
It just keeps it moist.
Keeps it moist, and it gives the bottom of the cabbage rolls a nice little bit of sauce. Well, I think our rice is finally ready. So we're going to bring it over to the table, and we're going to add it to our filling for the stuffed cabbage.
Right, so we can begin the stuffing.
Right. Okay, take a cabbage leaf.
Great.
I'll take a cabbage leaf and take a little of the filling, put it in here. And the size of the cabbage leaf really determines how much filling you put in. Kind of pack it down a little bit, fold it over, and we always end up with the bottom of the leaf toward us. Fold it over on both sides, and then we roll it over and place it in the dish. Simple as that. Isn't that gorgeous? That's so pretty.
I'm doing it.
You are doing it, huh?
Excellent. So bottom first.
Yeah, bottom up first.
Bottoms up and then the sides.
Uh-huh.
And then, just it roll over. It over.
Right. A little more in here. There we go.
Excellent.
Okay, we're going to roll it over. It's a very hearty dish when you think about it. There's nuts and there's rice and there's the vegan sausage and some veggies.
It's very nutritional.
It is high nutrition, absolutely. Yes, you would not leave the table hungry after a dish like this.
And you managed to get two whole dishes out. I mean, that's enough for a good family.
Oh, absolutely.
And for your guests. Cabbage goes a long way.
It does. This is a perfect family dish.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. This actually could serve a good, I don't know, 8 to 10 people.
Easily.
Mm-hmm. Now we're going to top the cabbage rolls with more sauce. Give it a nice coating. Make sure it's well covered so they don't dry out.
Okay.
And the sauce, somehow, it just manages to seep deeply into the cabbage rolls, and it just flavors everything so nicely with that sweet and sour kind of quality.
And then the next stage, we're going to bake this a little bit.
Right. Yes, I've got the oven preheated to 350 degrees.
Excellent.
Okay, now we're going to place the foil shiny side down so that it doesn't reflect the heat away, so it brings heat to the dish.
Perfecto.
All right. Let's take a trip to the oven.
Why not?
Okay, well, we've tucked the cabbages in the oven, and we're going to take a moment, but we'll be right back. Welcome
back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
Okay, our next exciting adventure is going to be a pear and cranberry compote with chocolate toasts. Now, you had another name for them. You called them wafers.
I did. When
you
see
how it looks
like a wafer rather than a toast.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, whatever it is, it's the best part of the meal is the desserts, always. So
oh, yes.
I'm looking forward to this part of it.
All right, we're going to start out with a cup of walnuts. In this part, the chocolate toasts, are the chocolate wafers, toasts, whatever, are done in the food processor. So we're going to dump that in. And next we have a cup of pitted dates. Now, I notice with dates, whenever I buy pitted dates, there's often one or two little dates that have forgotten to lose their little seed. I snip them in half, and if I find a pit, this is how I'll discover it. And we kind of pack them down a little bit. Dates are very high in sugar. They're also really high in fiber. Good stuff for you. Good way to sweeten something. Next, we do about a quarter of a cup of water. That's to moisten the wafers. Quarter of a cup plus about a tablespoon. So we'll give it a wee bit more. All right. We're going to do some golden raisins.
Uh-huh.
And the cocoa is our last little
uh-huh.
bit. It's interesting. When it comes to dessert, it comes to any kind of meal, you can have a fabulous dinner, but it's the dessert that people remember. Isn't that funny? Always the dessert.
It is,
this is just unsweetened cocoa powder. And we're going to add 3 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon. Now, what I do is put our little processor together. We're going to start out pulsing, and then we'll let it turn on. But we want it to be a smooth puree.
Ah.
So that's what we're going to aim for. Then we get a nice, wonderful little wafer. Okay, now we go.
Oh,
look at this. It's nice.
Yummy.
Mm-hmm. I think we've got our mixture. That was a brief. All right, now we're going to spread it out onto a parchment. The nice thing about parchment is that stuff doesn't stick to it. And if it doesn't get too messy, you can actually reuse
it. I'm off to the supermarket to invest in a roll of this, I tell you.
All right, now we're just going to spread this out into a rectangle.
All the paper
It wants to move and travel. Now we want this to be thin.
Mm-hmm. Not too thin.
We want to make sure it's about a quarter of an inch thick. And we're going to even up the edges, because we want to be able to cut them into squares or little rectangles. All right. Oh,
do things with it. What's that?
Do you know what I'm listening to? The timer for our cabbage rolls.
It's ready?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we should go and take it out.
Should we go take it out?
Well,
now?
This one's right. You want to make a fair exchange?
That sounds perfect. I like that. Okay, that is ready to go in. Let's put our chocolate toasts in.
Mm-hmm. Put the chocolate toast in.
Alright. Okay. And we're going to give the chocolate toasts about 15 minutes and see if it's done. It might be 15 to 18 minutes, but pretty close to that. Now let's take a look at our cabbage rolls.
Ta-da! Where is the drum roll?
Beautiful. Beautiful. Now I think we're ready to cook our compote.
Excellent.
Okay.
Let's do it.
We're going to be making our compote for our Hanukkah meal. That's the Hanukkah dessert. So would you like to cut one pear and I'll cut the other? All right.
You want them sliced?
First, we're going to cut them in half.
Okay. I'm going to follow you.
Mm-hmm. We're going to lay them down.
Okay.
Cut them into quarters.
Okay.
So then we're going to core the seeds out. Okay. And what we're going to do now is just slice them about a quarter of an inch thick. And we're not going to peel the pears. And the reason is we like to keep the fiber on them. The other thing is a lot of the antioxidants are in the peel. So you know what we're going to do next? We're going to add the cranberries.
If
you'd like to measure 1 cup of cranberries, these are fresh cranberries. I love to work with fresh cranberries. I think we got it just right.
All right.
All right. And let's see, we're going to add a half a cup plus a tablespoon of brown sugar. And if you'd like to add a third of a cup of the black raisins.
All right, I'll do that.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And with brown sugar, we always pack it down. That's because there's a little more moisture, and it tends to add a little more fluff.
Can I put this in?
Yes, you could. Absolutely.
All set.
Okay. And we're going to need a quarter of a cup plus 2 tablespoons of lemon juice.
Quarter of a cup plus 2 tablespoons.
Mm-hmm. You want this to be a nice balance of sweet and a little bit of tart. Most people do a dried fruit compote. We like the fresh fruit. I'm going to do the cinnamon. How's that?
You do the cinnamon.
Okay.
So here's the rest of the lemon juice.
Okay.
2 tablespoons.
Right. There's our half teaspoons and a half teaspoon of vanilla extract. Okay, and
delicious.
The last thing is a quarter of a cup of water. And what's happening, it doesn't look like a lot of liquid, but the cranberries burst open and release their liquid. It's wonderful. All right, we're going to mix that up so that it all gets blended.
Cinnamon and sugar is a great traditional thing that we have in South Africa, which is where I was born and grew up. And we use cinnamon and sugar mixed together. And we usually throw it over the potato latkes that we're going to cook.
I was going to have you do that. It'd be a nice
we'll
addition.
Do that?
It's going to be a very unique addition.
Yeah, we love that.
It's nice to have a mix of traditions. I like
so
that.
Right, the Hanukkah special.
We're going to put the cover on, and we're going to keep an eye on that because it's going to cook in about 10 minutes. That's all it takes. What we're going to need is 1 tablespoon of cornstarch and 1 tablespoon of water in the cup.
I'll do that.
So if you do that, I'll go check on the chocolate toasts.
Okay.
All right, we're going to let that cool, and when it's cool enough, we're going to take a knife and we're going to cut it into squares or rectangles, and we're going to let that cool for the minute, okay? All right, back to our compote. We're just about
smelling wonderful.
That. Smelling good.
Yep.
Yeah, that cinnamon is wafty. This should be about another 5 minutes and
that's it
should be done.
Do you want to cover it?
Yes, let's cover it. I'm going to turn the heat down just a wee
little
bit. Yeah, we want it to simmer. Okay, the last part of our compote is to thicken it just a wee bit with cornstarch and water. I'm going to pour that into the bubbling mixture. I'm going to stir it, and it thickens almost instantly. There we go.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, it's smelling wonderful.
Smelling really good.
Oh,
isn't that
yeah.
nice? All right, I think our compote is done.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Great little dessert.
Visit www.vegparadise.com to learn more about Zell Allen and her fantastic vegan recipes and trends in vegetarianism and dining. We'll be back on Friday, December 3rd, for the finale of our 3-part Hanukkah special with Zell Allen and Diana Friedberg. Join us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, to make potato latkes with vegan sour cream. You're also cordially invited to our dinner feast, where we will learn Jewish traditions and taste the fantastic dishes. Up next is Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. Blessed be your holiday season with the company of loved ones. For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.